So with the $6 Million Man theme, of course, the Kenneth Johnson series playing in the background there, we've now actually discovered yet another creation from Dean Wilkinson. Dean, what are you actually flicking through at present? Because this is all your own work.
This is a thing that we've put together for Hooray. It's a shoppers and browsers collection of news stories, jokes and fun facts about the Hooniverse. And it's got some comic strips in that you probably won't have seen. Stories about lost Daleks being found in swamps and a lot of jokes. There's a lot of comedy stuff on the web.
This Dalek that was found in the pond, I seem to recall one of our colleagues, Alan Stevens from KaldorCity.com, getting very excited about this. Are you saying that you're responsible for discovering this strange and bizarre thing from the 4th of March 2009?
No, I just found it on the internet. I don't know. I didn't know Alan had anything to do with it.
Alan, not Hammond.
Alan, yes. I said
Alan Stevens. Did you say, you see, it's all going very well. Let's have a look at some of these.
I've known him longer than you.
Let's have a look at some of these comic strips, because I want to see if we can actually identify which there were. Menace of the Molags, of course, coming across with that. We've got the John Pertwee era Doctor there.
And, yes, that's from an old John Pertwee. Annual, I can't remember which year.
You see, I find that quite disturbing, actually. A Lego-based Katie Manning in the classic Katie Manning Dalek pose, sans any clothing as well. But I'm not sure whether I'm quite as disturbed by that as I am for the Dalek lady. Yeah, it's a strange world, really.
Well, if you come into Hooray in Silver Street in Stockton, and there's a lovely red couch you can sit and relax on, and you can peruse this book that we put together. There's quizzes in it. There's cartoons, there's some Doctor Who underpants.
Yes, once again, I think
I remember those from the 70s.
And I'm sure it led to many a happy, fruitful time in your marriage, Dean. Can we actually just move to that quiz, though? Let's do a little quiz test on this, because I think it's time we actually threw a few things out. Do you want to draw through these questions at me? Let's see how we go.
Oh, right. What two words did the Ninth Doctor and Rose keep encountering on their travels? Was it good dog, bad wolf, cute kitty or fairy fox?
Yeah, it was indeed, of course, Bad Wolf.
Yes. Who played the renegade Time Lord Rani?
Of course, Kate O'Mara would have been that.
I don't need to even say, was it Joan Collins, Jackie Collins or Jane Seymour?
Kate O'Mara, good friend of Southside. In fact, you reminded me, it's high time she actually joined us once again. It's time we reconnected with Kate. And of course, it's important to note that the Rani featured there, no relation one presumes to the Rani who's featured in the Sarah Jane Adventures.
Sarah Jane Adventures, no, not at all. But I think there might be some connection, because you know what they're like for digging these things out of the closet. At the end of Sarah Jane, they said that there's a couple who travelled with the Doctor in the 60s who haven't aged.
Chesterton?
Ian Chesterton.
And Barbara, of course.
Yeah.
And apparently they must be coming into it. All right, then, here's a question I can't get.
Okay.
Which Doctor's companions had unisex-sounding names? This is bizarre. Is it first, second, third, fifth, seventh? Second, third, fifth, sixth, seventh? Second and tenth? Or third, fourth, fifth. I don't really understand that.
That does seem to be quite bizarre. I mean, I can imagine
Ben and Polly.
So we're actually talking about which particular companions. Was it companions of the First Doctor, the Second Doctor or the Third? They weren't actually called First, Second, Third, Fifth and Seventh. That was the first confusion on that one.
Joe.
Well, you've got Joe Grant for the Third Doctor, so that's one of them. So that narrows it down to either one, two and three. In terms of Jamie, of course, we've got Jamie, that's unisex sounding names. Jamie for the Second Doctor, so Third and Second Doctor. Tegan Javanka? Perhaps not. Adric? I don't think so. It's a tough one.
It's just bizarre. Come into Hooray and you can peruse that question and have a jolly good old chat about it with the staff and customers.
And we talked about this at the end of part one, but we're standing in front of the red sofa, and we did say that we'd actually tease ahead to some of the exciting things that are happening in 2011 here, and this very red sofa, Dean, I think is going to be the one that your posterior, and possibly that of Graham Harper, will actually be sitting on the third anniversary of Hooray, because astonishingly, Marty's back with us once again, 3 years.
3 years. First year was the website, the Hooray website, and then in 1st of July we opened the shop, so the next year will be something we're really looking forward to, the third year.
And of course the first official Hooray mini Doctor Who event celebration convention with a difference, etc, etc.
Hopefully, fingers crossed, yes. We're really looking forward to, even if we just get a few well-known people, lots of fans who are fans of their work, etc. That would be superb.
We've already confirmed, all being well, the well-known BAFTA award-winning director of Coronation Street, Graham Harper, will be with us, and of course various other things as well.
It'll only go ahead if they use the title I picked for it, because I just think it's brilliant, and it's called Lots of Planets Have a North. Low fan, if you use the anachronism.
See, just works well. That's why he's a professional writer, of course, yeah. Martin. Absolutely.
I'm just going to stamp my feet until I get my own way.
I think we go with that. Listen, the punters have temporarily sort of taken a break for this. Can we have a little promenade round here, Martin? We've got, I mean, these jumbo bath bombs, Yorkshire violet, raspberry and black pepper. I mean, what do you? I'm ashamed to admit that I'm a shower person and I don't tend to use anything other than bath. So what do? Do you throw them in the water?
You do. You just take one of the bath bombs, if whether it's a whole or part of it, and just put into some nice hot boiling water. Water and it slowly dissolves, fizzing around the bath, letting out all its lovely ingredients. Popular ones, are the cupcake bath bombs, which are mini cupcake designs, and they are so pretty that people either use them for display in the bathrooms or as little sort of leaving presents or party gifts, etc. with those.
Fantastic. Now, just to actually give you a breakdown, dear listener, obviously we'll be taking some photographs for our website as well as to what Martin is modelling today. I do recognise that thanks to our wonderful colleagues at Future Publishing, etc., their recent 100% unofficial Doctor Who special provided the Bow Ties Are Cool badge and, of course, the bow tie itself, I believe. So, interesting line there.
I must say, I didn't actually read the packet of the SFX magazine, and when I opened it up, I went, "Oh, Dickie Bow, wow," and even better, the badge to go with it.
Indeed. Yeah, so, you see, Dave Golder is executive project manager for those things. Delightful. Let's just move around slightly to some of these other fine things that we've actually got here. Daleks with, of course, the gift wrapping on there, inevitably.
Yeah. Oh, that's our Christmas decorated Dalek. You know, he's got his Christmas baubles, so we thought what he needs is a nice little sort of present on the top just to say, Happy Christmas. Now I'm going to exterminate you.
And my own personal favourites, looking to this side of things, the range of keyrings you got here, because I always quite like a keyring. I tend to use a Spectrum Captain Scarlet keyring that people know from my main office door here. And so it must have obviously gone. I was looking for the Star Trek keyring, but you've got lots of other range of things that are actually there as well. Ah, there we are, still in there in full force. It's fair to say that it's called Hooray, but you've got other genre shows available as well.
Yes, we do, yes. I mean, the Hooray itself is based on, obviously, Who for Doctor Who, but Ray as in Stingray, as in Death Ray. So we've kind of wanted to include an upbeat word, hooray, because we're celebrating all things retro, all things happy.
It's not
times.
Restricted to Henry's. If your name isn't Henry, you can attend the store.
Well, yes, definitely. Definitely a John or two, or a Janet. But yes, we do a little teeny bit of Star Trek, Star Wars, obviously Doctor Who, our retro, Zippy.
Well, just looking at these bags here, and I'm very tempted by them. I think obviously it's something to pop on my list for next year. You've got a fantastic Thunderbirds bag there, Superman and Batman for DC Comics fans, etc. You've got a fabulous Dracula text actually there with The Damned and the Beautiful with Christopher Lee. And I'm not too... I think it's probably a steal from the first Dracula movie there. It looks very... Oh, could be the second. Could be His Risen from the Grave. Silence. And onto the other side of things with, of course, another classic, the A-Team, with the genuine Mr. T, B.A. Baracus, and I Pity the Fool. And let's not forget Danger Mouse, of course, with Nomar, Mr. Guy, Nice Guy. We said earlier, of course, it's a double-header, hooray, and we've been speaking to Martin. Your partner in the store has also arrived as well?
Yes, that's Brian Burr, who used to be a registrar for 23 years, was the Stockton Borough Council.
And keen writer as well, of course.
Yes, he's a local published poet as well, and his book is available at the shop here.
Indeed. Yeah. Okay. Now, we'll tease ahead now. We've already said about the event itself. Other things that we can look forward to. Alan Stevens from CaldorCity.com has provisionally said yes. Obviously, all guests subject to commitments. Possibly Annika Wills will be coming up. It's going to be... I'm looking at it. And the date, when is this taking place?
We're hoping that it will be either the 1st of July or the Saturday closest to the 1st of July, which will be the 2nd of July. That's what we're hoping for, to celebrate as our birthday.
That makes perfect sense there. Now, Martin, we're in your hands at present. When do we start revealing why this particular podcast has been waiting for a week or so? Because we've recorded it prior to Christmas before we could actually reveal that extra added value Christmas merchandise. Do we have the Catherine Jenkins 6-inch action figure?
Sadly not. We don't have Catherine Jenkins. But what we do have is what everyone has been waiting for is the Amy Pond figure in the Kissagram outfit. That's the police
officer.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean,
do you get a free French maid thing as well? You can use
Matt Smith might wear that. Is a joke. But there's a box set coming out with the 11th Doctor, a TARDIS, and the Kissagram Amy Pond, and that's going to be released just before Christmas. And also, in that time period, around about the 20th of December, should be in the shop is the Pandorica box itself. Now, each one of those is quite exciting because there's six parts, and each part has one figure and part one of a two-part audio adventure, and it all puts together to build the Pandorica box.
I clearly have to restrain myself from saying, do you get some free crack with Pandorica? Because that's a different market entirely.
Yes, that's the jewellery, isn't it?
No, just do a whole range of things, etc. I think it's time we actually wandered along and have a little chat with Barry, if that's Brian, in fact. Let's move along from there, get ourselves sorted from this. And say, after that build-up, as he just begins to take a cup of coffee, etc., he's all sorted through. He's got his RAF mug to hand. He's obviously like a well-oiled machine here. Back, of course, Dean, from the post office.
Hello.
Yes, exactly. Good to speak to you once again, Brian.
Hello, Alex.
So, I mean, this grand event we've been talking about, and we'll talk more about that as the thing proceeds, but the store that we've actually got here, you must be very proud of it, really, in terms of the joint scenario. I mean, it's a beacon of light and civilization on otherwise grey and dull Stockton-on-Tees High Street.
That's very kind of you to say so.
For Stockton. Never heard Stockton talked up so much.
No. Well, beacon of what, Alex?
Yes, exactly. Light, exactly. Let's get that precisely, yes. Now, what was the dream when you got together with Martin to actually set this whole thing up?
It was to provide a shop that people can call their own, that's different from the chain... The national chains and so on. A little independent space for that the children can.
Well, not just children, but also it's got great sort of opportunities, as indeed Martin was saying, for crafts, for creative scenarios, for local people coming in. I was very impressed with the fact that Dean arrived with a police escort. A gentleman sort of obviously from the services came in, obviously just keeping an eye on us.
They never caught me, though, did they?
And I just sort of stuck away from that point of view. Now, as I say, we've shared some of the exciting things that are likely to be coming here, which is one of the reasons this podcast is being released on December the 26th, Boxing Day. Do you have a Christmas message you'd like to share with our person who's downloading this little podcast at this moment?
I've got one. I hope you had a smashing Christmas and you got all the Doctor Who stuff you wanted, and if it wasn't what you wanted, come back to Hooray and they've got it.
There we are, you see.
All that can get it.
Precisely. Brian, anything you'd like to add?
I think Dean put it very succinctly.
Very good. It's nice to see succinctly used. You don't get that in our routines. Martin, your thoughts for the Christmas festive season?
I would say hooray, it's Christmas, and I wish all our fantastic customers, firstly, a big thank you for their support, because they've made the shop their own, and that includes the parents of the kids that come in, the kids who are having a fantastic time, the mature adults who just love all the retro things. They make every day a different day, and we just having such a hoot that it's the best thing we've ever done.
Fantastic. You've been listening to Southside Broadcasting on location at the Hooray store in Silver Street in Stockton. More exciting things will be coming. We're just off now to discuss some serious matters regarding some of those really exciting things. Dean, would you like to say happy trails?
Happy trails.